Camogie Association President Catherine Neary, congratulations on the launch this afternoon of Our Sport, Our Future, your new national development plan.
Yeah, it's a very exciting day for us and a very exciting time for us as well. So this plan covers the years from 2016 to 2019, and we've really focused it on key areas, and particularly focused it around on the pitch, off the pitch, building relationships, and also around increasing our profile as well. So we're looking forward to it.
And who was involved in the compilation of this plan?
What we had done was that we had decided that we needed to make sure that we actually spoke to as many people as possible. So we had workshops all around the country. We invited people from all levels of the association. So your club player, inter-county player, whoever wants to come, anybody who was a member of the Camogie Association in any capacity. So we wanted to hear from everybody. So those were quite good, those workshops. And then we also had a questionnaire that we put up on our website and invited anyone to answer that and to give us some, gather some information. And then separate to that, then we also had consultations with bodies outside of Camogie, so bodies such as the GAA and other sporting organisations and non-sporting organisations, just to get a feel for what people understood Camogie was about, what the perception of Camogie is, and also just to see the positive and the negatives, to find out where do people perceive us, and then what do we need to do to actually to move the sport forward and to mainstream it as with any sport.
And I suppose before we talk about the specifics of the plan, then even just in that research, was there feedback that surprised you?
So not so much surprise. I think what it did was that it reinforced some of the things that we already knew. Some of the things that we need to improve the profile of the game. We need to make sure that we actually improve the profile of our players, and we need to get the game out there. We need to make sure that people get to see the game. So how do we actually grow the game if people don't see the game or if they don't know about the game? And then other things were around. I suppose what we found out was that the impact that local media has, and they're very much around supporting the game at local level, both at club and at inter-county level, and how we help those assist that. And then how we actually improve the profile at national level. And that's one of the things that was mentioned, that we want to have a broadcasting deal in place before we come to the end of this plan. And the whole point of that is to actually have our games showcased and our players' skills showcased. Because when you look at the effort and the amount of time that players, coaches, managers, officers of the county boards, etc., put in, what you want to do is you want to make sure that everybody has a chance to see the game. And by seeing the game, it means that then any young girl out there is going to think, well, maybe this is something I'd like to do, something that I'd like to play. And being from, I suppose I'm from Kilkenny, you're from Cork, where you used to things like curling.
I'm from Galway.
Are you from Galway? Well, even so, we're used to things about hurling and Camogie. But there's lots of places around the country where maybe people, kids don't think that maybe that's an opportunity for them. And that's again to come back to why we want to profile the players, why we want to show the players as huge role models, and that's what they are. I think for any young girl, it's important that you can see and associate with players that you can see. Well, if they can do it, they come from where I come from, maybe I can do it as well. Mm. That's the whole point.
Well, Cork is a tier one county, but you've also recognised the tier 2 and tier 3. So in tier 1 it's support the game, tier 2 grow the game, and in tier 3 nurture the game. So you're recognising that there's different jobs to be done in different counties.
Yeah, I think the important thing is that I think one of the things that would have come across very much in the consultation process was that there are different things that need to happen in different counties. So for example, what you would do in some of the tier 1 counties won't necessarily be something that you would do in a county like, say, Louth, which is in our tier 3. But again it's about nurturing, it's about growing that game there, but it's also about sustaining the game in the tier ones. But the level of what you do and the programmes that we have will be designed around what actually suits best. So that's why we've deliberately, split the counties into various tiers. And if you look at those tiers, you'll see that the main tier, the first tier is really all the senior counties. And second tier in the main has mostly the intermediate counties and that. And then you have the ones then that would be next, would be the ones where there is a strong tradition of Camogie, but that maybe that it has struggled a little bit over the last number of years. And again, it's to support them. And we're very clear, we don't want a one-size-fits-all. We want actually to tailor it, as you've said. We want to actually make it relevant in those counties, and we want to make it enjoyable. And that's one of the areas that we have, is we've actually put fun down as one of our visions. And the reason for that is that if it's not fun, well, who wants to get involved really at the end of it all?
Mm. Another area of the National Development Plan is to build those relationships between the other organisations, the GAA and the Ladies Gaelic Football Association. And one particular aspect that caught my attention today was especially with the Ladies Gaelic Football and fixtures, because that was a key challenge for both associations last year with fixture clashes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to pretend that it's not a key challenge, and it will continue to be a key challenge, but it's about both organisations working together, because at the end of the day, what we want to make sure is that the players get to play. When you have players who can play at all levels, and particularly at the top level, you don't want to have players having to make decisions and the impact that can have on teams and on counties. So what we've tried to do this year is that we've had discussions with Ladies Gaelic Football in the main to try and avoid as many clashes as possible, and so we're working on that. that. There will still be some clashes, but I think that we have a we have a protocol in place now that will help us to deal with those things, because some of the clashes we can't predict because we don't know. And I suppose we get, you know, people might like us to be predicting who might come out of a particular draw because things change. But that protocol will help us to, you know, to hopefully avoid clashes. And in the main, we have done that. And we have an issue this year where we've said that we would rotate our All Ireland quarterfinals, that we'll be a Saturday this year, but next year we will go a Sunday. So hopefully that will help that, and then hopefully ladies football, if there is, you know, that will they'll rotate as well. And it means then that we will know we're a Saturday, but next year we know we're going to be a Sunday, and vice versa. So that will hopefully be something that will help us to kind of avoid it.
In the year there are definitive plans in place.
If you look at our fixtures booklet now that we've produced, if you look at inside that, I think it's about the second or third page, there's a protocol in there, and that's really come out of the discussions that have been there between the two Ulster Hurlers of both organisations to try in as much as we can to avoid. There may be still some clashes, but I think there is a strong onus on all of us to try and do our best we can to avoid that happening.
Finally, can I just ask you about a story this week, and in the context of the launch of a national development plan, but the regrading for the players, Cork seniors, who looked to play intermediate this year, and somewhat of a U-turn by the association this week through an arbitration process.
Yeah, I suppose what I would say is that it wasn't an actual U-turn. What happened was that we followed the rules, and that's what come through in the arbitration. But I think what's best for everybody is that the players will be resubmitting now with their signature on them, and then they will be considered by the regrading committee. And I think that's the best outcome for everybody.
Do you think that the ruling is possibly a little bit too grey in terms of they followed the same process this year that they did last year but weren't successful this year?
Yeah, I suppose what happened was there was a number of players who actually did sign them, and they went through and they were considered. And then there was a number, obviously, as we all know, that there was 11 then that where they weren't signed. So, you know, I suppose what's happened is that we've all learned from that. You know, I think we will make sure that there's a clear understanding for next year. And similarly, the other counties that would have applied, obviously they didn't have quite the same issue. There is one other county, and we're going to, you know, the plan would be for that county as well to reapply as well. And they'll all be considered on their merit. And then that hopefully that will be the end of the situation for this year, and we won't see a repeat come next year again.
You know, you recognise obviously it's very disappointing with the Camogie Association as well that Cork had to concede two games in the league.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, Cork, you know, Cork are one of our premier counties. You know, they are the senior All Ireland champions. You know, and obviously trying to build through with their intermediate team, as I'm sure they have been for the last number of years, to build players and to strengthen their, not just their senior panel but their intermediate panel. But I'm sure it was a disappointment for them. It was a disappointment for everybody. I suppose the unfortunate thing is that, you know, that rule was originally changed to facilitate for players, to make sure that players applied, because what was happening was that we were discovering that players had not applied for regrading in the past, and through maybe a county board or a manager might have applied on behalf of them, and they didn't actually know that. And the first thing they knew that they had been regraded was when they were told that, oh yeah, you've been regraded. So that was why the rule was changed. Sometimes, you know, you do the right thing, you do the best you can, or you do the right thing for the right reasons, but sometimes it's a little bit too grey. So I suppose we learn from that, and to try and make it clearer the next time around.
Today's a very good news story, Catherine, with the launch this development plan, but it must be very disappointing for you that there's coverage of a negative story again. And last year, one of the big stories for the Camogie Association was the coin toss as well. That must be very disappointing for you as an association.
Well, look, I suppose the thing about it is, what it does show is that as an association, you know, the people are not afraid to air their views and to speak out. You know, they don't feel that they have to kind of toe a party line or anything like that. We are a very open association. We try and do the best that we can. Everybody, you know, is, and that's the one good thing, that everybody tries to do the best that they can. Ultimately, you know, mistakes can be made. The important thing in all that is that we learn and we don't keep making the same mistakes. And, you know, at all sides, I think that, you know, once we listen to each other, ultimately that we will get there. I think this plan is a sign of that, and this plan is a sign of, you know, where we want to go. We've listened to the membership, we've listened to what people have to say, not just within Camogie but outside of Camogie, and it's very much steered and made the pathway for where we want to get to. And, you know, hopefully what we'll see today is some two fantastic games in the Club All Irelands, and we'll see, you know, who comes out on top on the day, but it'll be well deserved. And I'm sure everybody in Cork will be hoping Milford will come out, but I'm sure Climber will have a little bit to say about that. And similarly, I'm sure Kerr and Aircourt, it's a really exciting game. It's the first time Kerr have been in anything like this, and it's just fantastic to see it. And if you drive to Kerr at the moment and you look at the colours, some people are going, I think any stranger is going to ask me what's going on here, you know. So it's just fantastic. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I think the important thing is that, you know, it's that we're about the game, and it's the game that is the product. It's the game that everything is about. I played, people play the game, people get involved in the game. It's whatever level, and we want to make it accessible to whatever level, whether you want to play play, whether you want to get involved in some other way. So we're very positive about what's to come and looking forward to it.
Great stuff. And finally, with Our Sport, Our Future, the National Development Plan, if I spoke to you in 4 years' time, how achievable do you think all the aims in this are?
Well, I think that for some of it, what will happen is that there will be strong foundations will have gone in. But for a lot of it, you know, I think you'll see this. You'll see that things have happened in it. If they haven't happened, I'll be very disappointed, because then I think that we've actually created an expectation that we haven't delivered. So I think there's nothing like putting a lot of pressure on ourselves and making sure that we have to deliver that plan. But it's not just going to be about me. It's not going to be just about the various people at various levels. It's about every single person in the organisation, and everybody has a value, and everybody has something to give, and it's all of us together that will deliver that plan. So I think that in 4 years' time, we'll be looking at it and saying, well, it's not all achieved. We can see that a lot of it has actually gone into place, because some of it is a bit more long term. Obviously things around retention are a bit more long term, but I think once we have good structures in place, a good foundations, I think a lot of that will be there.
Thank you, Catherine. Best of luck.
Thanks very much. Nice to talk to you again.